The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Okay, let's move to this controversy about mandatory hotel quarantine. The system becoming a little bit of a mess. It seems that now you can't book a place if you want to fly into the country to get into the quarantine because we've run out of spaces. Additional hotel capacity has to be opened up. And then you have people demanding exceptions and exemptions, some going off to the courts looking for the ability to get out of quarantine early, sometimes for humanitarian reasons. And now we have issues as well with sporting teams being given exemptions while everybody else has to pay full whack to stay in quarantine. I want to start with Professor Ruth O'Regan, who is Chair of Medicine and Physician in Chief at Strong Memorial Hospital in the University of Rochester in New York. Ruth, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We've asked you to join us because you had a letter published in the Irish Times yesterday, very critical of our government's decision to introduce mandatory hotel quarantine now. For those who didn't read it, can you explain, please, why it is you don't think this is a good idea?
Sure, Matt, and thank you again for inviting me to come on. So really the point we're making is that they're not taking into account at all vaccinations. And, you know, we know that vaccines do appear to work because we know that not just in the US but also in Ireland on the Irish Times today, there's actually an article saying that for vaccinated healthcare workers, the incidence of COVID is very low, and we also know that from Israel. So what we were essentially asking was that it would be taken into account that if you were vaccinated, that perhaps you wouldn't have to go to the hotel quarantine. Now, with that, of course, we would still, of course, wear masks and do all the other things that we've been doing for the last year. But we just think that we just felt it was a bit extreme, and particularly because the CDC last week had actually dropped the quarantine requirement for people coming back into the United States from international destinations.
So just at the time when other countries are, because of the vaccination program, easing their quarantine laws, we're going the other direction.
Well, that's what it seems like to me. And, you know, obviously the caveat here is there are some variants out there that we don't know the vaccines for sure are effective against. But it does appear, based on the data we have from healthcare workers in Israel, that they are effective. And I think the other thing to keep in mind is that people who've been vaccinated, you know, they're less likely to get sick. And I think they probably are less likely to transmit the virus on, although we don't know that 100%, I would say.
How has this interfered with your own plans to come to Ireland?
Well, it's interesting you said that. So I've not been back to Dublin since July. So I haven't seen my mother since July, when I was back from my father's funeral. So actually, when they dropped the quarantine restriction coming back into the US last week, I went ahead and booked a flight for the middle of May. And then the very next day, the government had kind of implemented this hotel quarantine, which I just can't do because, you know, obviously I'm full-time employed over here. I can't stay in a hotel for 2 weeks. And then I wouldn't even see my mother after, you know, I'd have to have another week to see my mother after that. So it was a little unfortunate.
Well, I can understand that that is upsetting to you, because sorry to hear that your last visit to Ireland was for the funeral of your father, but presumably to provide some support to your mother, you want to see her and you're not able to do so.
That's correct. And, you know, I could ask her to come here, but then she would have to stay in the hotel for 14 days when she goes back to Ireland. So that's not an option either. You know, and I think one of the concerns as well is that there's been very limited flights from the US to Ireland throughout COVID, and there were some restarting, and we don't know what's going to happen with those flights with these restrictions.
Ruth, you just highlighted another irony there, is that your mother, presumably, say, if she could go to the States because she's been vaccinated and she would be allowed into the United States, but then coming back from the United States, she would be required to isolate for 2 weeks despite the fact she's vaccinated.
That's correct. And I couldn't possibly ask her to do that. Of course not. So we're kind of in a catch-22 situation here where I can't go there. And she actually, it's not feasible for her to come here either. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, there's quite a bit of cost involved in these hotels as well. And, you know, I think you've got a lot of students in Europe right now that, you know, they just don't have the money to pay for these hotels. So there's a lot of different moving parts to this. But overall, I totally understand wanting to maintain safety. But we're just asking that the government takes into account the difference in people who've been vaccinated versus those that haven't. Because right now, overall in the US, more than 20% of the population have been fully vaccinated. And in New York State, it's even higher. About a third of people have been fully vaccinated.
OK, let me go to Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP. What sense does it make to require people who have been fully vaccinated to spend 2 weeks in mandatory quarantine when they come to Ireland?
Well, look, my own personal view would be that you should take into account if people have been vaccinated. I think the purpose of the digital green certificate is to ensure that you can identify people that have been vaccinated that either have contracted COVID and have built up antibodies and therefore immunity, and equally those that are taking the PCR test. So from that perspective, the green digital certificate is an important step. But I mean, Ireland has to decide whether it's going to embrace that concept of allowing people to travel in the event that they've been vaccinated or after recovering from COVID, or to prove that the PCR test. Otherwise, being involved in the digital green certificate that the European Union is proposing, it was agreed today by the EU ambassadors and will come to the Parliament in the next couple of weeks, it would undermine that concept within the European Union itself of allowing free movement of people.
So, Billy, showing would that they have been suggest vaccinated. That when the government introduced the mandatory quarantine system, nearly a year after it had been first asked to do so by ENFIT and had decided then that it wasn't the right thing to do, that when it finally got around to introducing it, it hadn't planned out for all of the various scenarios that could actually happen, such as whether vaccinated people should be allowed through or not, whether you would have compassionate grounds to leave people come through for funerals or whatever, even things like allowing sports teams to be able to come in and bubble, as is happening with the French women's rugby team this week when nobody else from France can actually come through. Did the government plan this out well enough?
Well, look, I mean, in fairness, it is a fierce imposition on the fundamental principles of free movement of people and of individuals' rights to travel freely. So, I mean, from that perspective, it is always going to be a sensitive issue. The government, you know, were responding to major concerns around variants as well, Matt, which is an issue that we don't know fully about. But I think the broader issue of people being vaccinated, whether they are still highly transmissible in terms of being able to infect others while not, recovering themselves, or in the event of they actually contracting that they don't actually
Billy,
get sick.
The government was given a recommendation by ENFIT last May. It has had all of this time to plan things out, and we now have a situation that within about a week of the booking system being put in place, it's overloaded. We don't have enough hotel spaces for everybody coming into the country.
Yes, what does that
say about the level of planning?
Well, look, it says that it's a very challenging and unfolding situation. I mean, bear in mind, there's four countries in the European Union that are on the list. There are many, many other countries outside of the European Union. This is primarily, in my view, a public health measure to address the issue of variants that are unknown at the moment. But beyond that, and looking just slightly into the future in terms of the green digital certificate, this is the key decision that we must make as a people, as a government, as a public health authorities, is whether or not we accept that vaccination reduces transmissibility. The evidence would suggest that that is the case. Or will we wait until there is further analysis done in the cases of Israel, as was outlined by Professor Ruth O'Regan and other countries that are ahead of us in terms of vaccinations? But if we are part of the Green Digital Certificate and we sign up to it, well, then I believe that we should also accept that vaccination is a way of reducing the spread of the and the damage that the COVID can do, and therefore we should allow people to exempt from quarantine if vaccinated within the European Union.
Seana Murray from Euronews joins us as well. Seana, how many other member states in the European Union have mandatory hotel quarantine of the type we've just introduced here in Ireland?
Oh, Ireland's the only one by far. I think there's a lot of sort of questions from member states and the commission as to how this is going to work, because there was a feeling, first of all, from the very beginning of the pandemic that the EU would close the external borders but leave the internal borders as in the single market open to allow for commerce and obviously humanitarian situations, so that there could be a certain level of travel, but obviously essential travel. And I think that the commission at the moment is avoiding coming down one way or another in terms of their if its opinion, because they still have many questions left open in relation to how this is going to work, because, you know, the Ireland is obliged to ensure that this is proportionate, that you don't have people locked up in quarantine hotels for situations that, you know, where there's a humanitarian cause, or in certain circumstances that business can be conducted.
Yeah, it's the European Commission is watching this. But what about individual member states? Are any of them angry with Ireland, particularly the four on the list, who will find that their citizens are going to be affected if they have to travel into Ireland?
I've heard, yeah, particularly speaking to French diplomats, and they're really angry and upset about it. They've had lots of talks and discussions with the Department of Foreign Affairs. They've been told essentially that the Department of Foreign, they've lost the argument to the Department of Foreign Affairs that the government was forced to implement this. They're concerned about business people who are based in France. One diplomat told me about a business person who's based in Dublin, who's French but travels around the EU. They've been halted from doing final stages of business, like signing contracts and so on, even though everyone takes for granted that the majority of work is done online. I know the French government are really annoyed about it, and you know they would like to see at the very least answers in relation to people who are vaccinated having access, and also allowing business to continue, because in all the people I've spoken to in relation to it, they say, well, none of the traveling is about holidays and so on. It's about essential travel. And now they've been prevented of doing that.
OK, thank you very much, Seana Murray from Euronews, Billy Kelleher, Fianna Fáil MEP, and First Professor Ruth O'Regan from the University of Rochester in New York.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live on air from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.